Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Begum Rokhia. The dates of Begum Rokhia are from 1880 to 1932. Okay? And her full name is Begum Rokhia Shekhawat Hussain. Now she was a prominent Bengali feminist as well as a writer. And she was born in the Bengal presidency of that time. And if we were to locate the location today, that place is today a part of Bangladesh. But when she was born, it was United India at that time. Now, she is generally regarded as a pioneer of women's liberation. And as I said, she is a feminist as well as a social reformer. Now, in terms of literary characteristics of her works. Now, she was influenced by both Islamic as well as Western literary traditions. And in her works, she explores the themes of gender, education, religion. And she often depicted the oppression and discrimination faced by women in the patriarchal society of colonial India. Okay? And through her writings and also in her life, she advocated for the equality of women and empowerment of women. And she is particularly famous for her work called Sultana's Dream. Okay? Sultana's Dream. This came out in the year 1908. Now, Sultana's Dream is a kind of novella, okay? And it is considered as one of the earliest examples of feminist science fiction. Okay? Not just science fiction, but feminist science fiction. Okay? इसमें होता क्या है? It is a story of a woman who visits a utopian world where women rule and men are confined to the domestic sphere. Now, I'll discuss the detail of this novella in a minute. ठीक है, उससे पहले आप कुछ important works जो हैं बेगम रोकिया के उसके बारे में बताता हूँ मैं. Now the next work of बेगम रोकिया is called मतीचूर. ठीक है, मतीचूर. This is the Bengali title and the English translation is A String of Sweet Pearls. ठीक है, A String of Sweet Pearls. Now this came out between 1904 to 1922. ठीक है, और इसमें है क्या? It's a collection of essays in two volumes. ठीक है, expressing her feminist thoughts on various topics such as women's education, child marriage, parda system, polygamy, widowhood. ठीक है, and as well as nationalism. Now the next work of Begum Rokhia is called Padma Rag. ठीक है, Padma Rag. PADMARAG, Padma Rag. ठीक है, ये Bengali title है and the English translation is Essence of the Lotus. ठीक है, Essence of the Lotus. This broadly depicts the difficulties faced by Bengali wives. ठीक है, Bengali wives. और उसमें होता क्या है? It depicts the lives of various women who join a sisterhood called Tarini Bhavan. ठीक है, which is founded by a widow named Srimati. ठीक है, and the novel shows how the women overcome their personal as well as social challenges through education, through work and through solidarity. ठीक है, so ये तीन work हैं by Begum Rokhia which is very important and very famous. First, Sultana's Dream. Second, Matichur. English translation is A String of Sweet Pearls. ठीक है, उसके बाद Padma Rag and the English translation is Essence of the Lotus. ठीक है, and this was published in 1924. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका which is called Abarodh Bhasini. ठीक है, Abarodh Bhasini. ABARODH BASINI. Abarodh Bhasini. And the English translation is The Confined Women. ठीक है, The Confined Women. And this is basically an attack on the extreme forms of parda system that endangered women's lives and self-image and self-respect. And earlier, remember I told you that in her life, she was also a kind of activist. Okay? A feminist not only in her writings, but also in her real life. Okay? And she held that education was the prerequisite for women's liberation. Okay? Especially Muslim girls living in Kolkata. After that, she also founded the Muslim Women's Association. Okay? Aur ye association karta kya tha? It was just an organization that fought for women's education and employment. ठीक है, और भी बहुत सारी इन्होंने चीजें की थी विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द लिबरेशन ऑफ वुमेन, फाइटिंग फॉर द राइट्स ऑफ वुमेन. ठीक है, देन दैट इज व्हाई शी इज रिफर्ड टू एज द पायनियर ऑफ वुमेन्स लिबरेशन मूवमेंट इन साउथ एशिया एंड मोर स्पेसिफिकली इन इंडिया. नाउ वन मोर थिंग व्हिच यू शुड नो अबाउट इज दिस स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ दिस नोवेला सुल्तानाज ड्रीम. एज आई टोल्ड यू, इसमें होता क्या है? देयर इज अ लेडी कॉल्ड सुल्ताना. ठीक है, she falls asleep and she dreams of visiting a utopian world called Ladyland. ठीक है, एक सपना उनको आया that she is visiting a place called Ladyland, where women rule and men are confined to the domestic sphere. ठीक है, उसके बाद उनकी मुलाकात होती है सिस्टर सारा से. ठीक है, सिस्टर सारा. Now she is a scientist and a leader of the Ladyland, that place, and she explains that this place called Ladyland was once ruled by men. ठीक है, and men used to oppress and exploit women. They are the ones who started wars and caused many disasters in the world. However, one day women revolted against men and used their scientific inventions to subdue them and take over the Ladyland governance. Afterwards, women then created a peaceful and prosperous society where they used solar energy, flying cars, ठीक है, artificial clouds and other advanced technologies to improve their lives. ठीक है, and the women also practiced parda earlier. ठीक है, earlier. Now what they have done is they have reversed the roles. Now men have to stay at home. ठीक है, in parda, while women are free to dress as they want and go out and do whatever they want to. ठीक है, and after that, when this dream ends, Sultana's dream ends when she hears her husband calling her out. ठीक है, तो उसके बाद जब दोबारा जब वो जागती हैं, then she thinks that यार कितना अच्छा सपना था, I wish the dream were a reality. ठीक है, so this is what Sultana's dream is about. ठीक है,